Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there. This is Dick Huddleston. And I want to report that things are sure humming over at the Jot 'em Down store now that Lum found that Abner has a shortwave broadcasting set. In fact, when I left the store a while ago, he had Abner wore down to a nubbin working on the generator.
Come on, Abner. Keep pumping that generator. We can't transmit less than the generator's pumped up.
Lum, I'm getting tired.
Well, you're sitting down. You oughtn't to get so tired. All you have to do is just sit on that seat and pump it like a bicycle.
Well, a body can get tired riding a bicycle, can't he? So, because I've pumped enough here to ride clean across the United States, including Texas.
Well, maybe that's enough. Let it go. Let's see now. How did Ernest tell us to work this thing?
Lum, I don't believe we ought to monkey around with this thing.
Well, why not? It belongs to us, don't it? Or to you, that is.
Well, yeah.
And Ernest MacMillan showed us how to run it last night.
I know, Lum, but I don't know. I ain't sure I trust it.
You don't trust it?
All them wires and gadgets on there. No telling what might happen.
Well, nothing can happen. All we do is just get it turned on, then send out messages on it. Transmit them.
Yeah.
Let's see now. I believe Ernest said that he had about everything set on it. About all we have to do is turn on the main switch. I reckon that's this gadget right here.
Switching.
Listen, the one that says main switch under it.
Yeah, I reckon that'd be the main switch.
Yeah, seems logical.
Yes, it does.
Let's see now. I believe we're supposed to turn it on to CW. See right here, it says CW.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All I know is you're supposed to turn the main switch to it.
CW.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to turn this standby switch to low. I recollect that. Yeah, says it right here in the book. When using generator, do not attempt to operate this standby switch at high.
Carl Wadlow.
Huh?
No, because I ain't thought of him in years.
Well, why did you think of him now?
Well, CW, Carl Wadlow. Them initials on the machine there.
Oh. Well, I'm sure CW ain't got nothing to do with Carl Wadlow.
No, I don't think so neither. His name just happened to pop into my head. Carl Wadlow.
Let's see here now. When transmitter is on, Abner, which part is the antenna system?
I believe Ernest said it was this gadget right here. Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, good. I like to burn my hand clean off. What do you want to know where the antenna system was?
Oh, I just said something about it in here. See, when transmitter is on, do not touch any part of antenna system. Painful burns may result. So don't touch that, Abner. I guess we're ready to start transmitting. Hand me that microphone there, Abner.
Oh, no, I ain't going to touch nothing.
Well, that won't burn you.
No.
Here, I can reach it myself.
Good.
Now then, press microphone switch and I'm all set. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Lum, I think we're just wasting our time.
What do you mean, wasting our time?
I don't believe nobody can hear us.
Well, Ernest said we could broadcast right out over the short waves with this.
Yeah, but how do we know we're doing it? We don't know if anybody's even listening.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Maybe we ought to have somebody listening so as we can find out if they can hear us. I know. Why don't you call up Cedric and get him to listen?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll see if he's home. Of course, now, how we know if he does hear it, though?
Well, we can have him call us quick as he gets done listening to it.
Yeah, but if he can't hear us, well, how'll he know when he gets done listening?
Well, he... Granny's, let's see now.
Now, wait a minute. Hello? Is Cedric at home, please, Mom? Can I speak with him? Here, Lum. You better talk to him. You understand this better than I do.
Yeah, maybe I better.
Yeah, take it, boy.
I think I know a way we can work it. Hello, is that you, Cedric? This is Lum. Oh, pretty good. Listen, Cedric, I want you to sit in front of your radio set and see if you can hear me broadcasting on Abner's shortwave set. Yeah, that's right. Turn the dial to somewhere twixt 60 and 90. Ernest MacMillan said you ought to be able to pick us up somewhere around there. That's it. Now, don't hang up the phone, Cedric. Just leave the receiver off the hook, and quick as I'm done broadcasting, you can get back on the phone. All right. Go over to your radio now. All right. All right, Abney, you take the receiver and listen for Cedric's report.
Yeah, all right, here. Yeah.
I'll transmit.
Good, correct.
I know just how Marconi and Edison and them fellas must have felt. But...
You got the switch turned over to Carl Wadlow?
Yeah. Hello, Cedric, this is Lum Edwards transmitting. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. It is now 9:30 a.m. The sun is shining. It is not raining rain to me. It's raining violets.
Ah.
Hello, hello. 1, 2, 3, 4, Wolf. Max Wolf. All right, Cedric, go back to the telephone now.
Oh.
All right, Abner, you take over now.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Give him
hello?
Time. Give him time to get over to the phone.
Hello, Cedric. Cedric. Cedric, say something, Dad. Blame it.
Well, maybe he ain't there yet.
Well, he just has to walk about 10 steps. The radio's in the same room with the telephone. Oh, wait a minute. Cedric, could you hear him? You couldn't, huh?
Ask him if he had the dial turned somewhere twixt 60 and 90.
Did you have it turned twixt 60 and 90? You sure now?
Well, tell him to listen again. Maybe I wasn't transmitting loud enough. I don't know.
Go back to your radio and we'll try it again, Cedric. Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Long.
Might be you have to talk louder over these than you do a telephone. Maybe this shortwave's shorter than we think.
Might be.
Hello, Cedric. This is Lum Edwards transmitting frequently betwixt 60 and 90. Hello. Hello, Roger.
Thought she's talking to Cedric.
1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Where? Hello, Cedric. Go back to the phone now, Cedric. Granny's, he ought to been able to hear that.
Ought to been able to hear that without no shortwave set.
Is he on the phone yet?
I can't hear nothing. Cedric, get over to the phone. That boy, he's the slowest critter. Oh, wait a minute. He must be coming. Heard him stumble over something. Cedric, could you hear him this time? You couldn't, huh?
I'll be damn blamed. Ask him if he's right up close to his radio.
Was he right up close to your radio? Did you listen good? Uh-huh. Well, just a minute. Said he couldn't hear a thing, Lum. Said he had his head right inside the radio set.
I must be doing something wrong here. Tell him to keep listening. I'll try to figure out something else to do here.
Cedric, go back to your radio and keep listening. Yeah, you better hang up. I'll call back later.
Reckon I better read the instructions over once more.
Yeah, you better do that. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap, old boy.
Howdy, Abner, howdy.
How's everything at your place?
I don't know. I ain't been in it since yesterday.
You ain't? Didn't you sleep at home last night?
How can I with that pigeon-toed watchdog I got?
Garfield? Law me, ain't he let you in the house yet?
Let me in. He won't let me get near the place.
Well.
Sits there growling and snarling like I was a teetotal stranger. I even showed him my Social Security card, but never made no difference. I'm getting to where I hate and despise that hound.
I don't blame you.
I walked around the place waiting for him to simmer down till the joint water in my knee bones like to give out.
Well, you gotta admit he's a good watchdog.
Oh, yeah.
Sure ain't nobody gonna steal that $200 you want him to guard.
No, it looks like I'm gonna use it up paying for a room to sleep in.
Yeah, well, him and you are more likely to get used to one another before long.
Yeah, if I don't starve in the meanwhile.
You're hard on a dog, but you ought to do it.
I snuck home at daybreak this morning for some breakfast, but old Garfield was up already, sitting there growling and ornery looking as ever.
And he won't even let your woman Charity out of the house neither, huh?
No. Well, he let her out with a big stack of hotcakes for me and a whole pitcher of melted butter and brown sugar syrup. Oh, they look good.
Oh, well, ain't nobody makes hotcakes like Aunt Charity. I bound you they tasted something wonderful, didn't they?
Well, how would I know? Garfield had them down before ever Charity got off in the back stoop. And then he chased her back in the house. For more, I reckon.
Oh, me.
Then Charity made up a sack full of sandwiches and throwed them out the window to me. Clean over the fence.
Well, that's a good idea.
Only trouble is, Garfield raced me for it. And I lost.
Oh, me.
I give up then, head down at the lunchroom. There goes more of my money.
Yeah, you got a problem, all right. Hey, Grandpap, maybe you're just going to have to buy a new place and give that in the garden.
As near as I can tell from these instructions, I done everything exactly right.
What'd you say, Lum? We were just trying to transmit here, Grandpap. What was it, Lum?
I done everything right according to the instructions.
Yeah, we had Cedric listening over at his place, but he couldn't hear nothing.
I wonder if it'd do any good to turn the hose on him.
Who, Cedric?
No, on Garfield. I got to get shut of that varmint somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing I can see is just keep trying to transmit. Maybe it just takes a while for these things to get warmed up. Here, Abner, you take the microphone and do the talking this time.
Oh, I don't know what to say, Long.
Well, it don't matter what you say. Maybe you got a better shortwave voice than me. You're shorter than I am. That might have something to do with it, too. I might be too tall for shortwave. Go ahead, Abner.
I can't think of nothing to say.
Just say anything like I done.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Hey, Lum, I got him. Hello, Cedric. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Don't could you hear that, Lum? He can hear me.
Well, he ought to. He's standing right behind you there.
Huh?
Cedric, what you doing over here? I thought we told you to stay home and sit by the radio.
Well, I couldn't hear nothing, so I figured maybe I was too far away and thought I better come over here.
Well, that ain't the idea, Cedric. You're supposed to be able to hear this thing a long ways off. You sure you sat right close to your radio?
Yes, Mom. I had my ear right up against it. See, it's got the print of the speaker right on it there. Look it up.
Did you turn the dial to where Lum told you to?
Yes, Mom. Twixt 60 and 90, right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Cedric, tell me exactly what you done now after you turned your radio on.
Well, I sat down and then I start... Mom, after I done what?
After you turned your radio on.
Well, I'll be doggone.
What's the matter, Cedric?
Well, you never told me to turn it on. It never once entered my head.
Oh, for the land's sakes.
You know something? That might be part of the trouble right there.